You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci here in Browns headquarters in Berea. Going to go to the phone lines now, 216-578-0850. The wedding, get in touch with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. We're going to go to John in his truck. John, welcome to CBD.
Hey, Nathan, Vic, how you doing today?
Good, brother. All right, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm a longtime Brown fan. I'm a fan like, you know, The Miz. You know, we go through this every year, and, you know, it's a solid thing that we're used to. And going into this year, we didn't expect, or most of us didn't expect anything to come out of this year. We knew it was a rebuilding the first year with Chud. And my question to you, with this trade, the way it was with Trent, is how is it going to affect, I'm assuming they're going to use free agency as well as the draft to fix the offense. How is this going to affect free agents coming to the team? Are they going to, you know, is it going to be a negative reaction because, you know, how they handled the whole thing, or is it not going to matter? What do you guys think about that?
My initial sense, that's a great call, and thank you for the call. My initial sense is it won't impact free agents coming to the Browns. If anything, there's two things that bring free agents to your team. Number one is obviously the money. Putting the competitive offer out there, and that you're going to bid if you're talking about the marquee guys that you want to grab, the Paul Krugers, the Desmond Bryants, the top guys in their respective positions, and that you're going to pay the kind of money to get them here. That's given one. The second part of it is what they do see as an organization. And if by the end of the season this defense is playing the way we think it can, you know, will and continue to be, and look dominant and look special, and give you that real credible hope that the defense is as good as we think it is, because that's a huge foundation, and that factored into the thinking before the season. You've got to build something up from this year. Did the higher-ups know that there was a chance that this year would be difficult and have more losing than winning? Yes, they did. But you could make the argument right now that at least part of this football team is significantly better than last year, and that is the defense, and it is looking down. And people had a perception, well, the defense was pretty strong a year ago. No, it wasn't. The numbers don't support that. The numbers do tell a whole different story this year about pressure and difference-making people, if that continues, okay? And then if by the time you're going into free agency, you're going in with the plan that you have a chance to get that special quarterback in the draft and the other areas you're going to address via draft and free agency, opportunities to – you know, people will get and buy into that and see what you're selling. So I don't think there's a turnoff here. I've heard other people say this Richardson move will turn off others toward free agency. I don't see it. You come into an organization where you have if you feel you've got a chance to win, and if the defense is strong enough and you see those other parts being the difference, that's it.
Yeah, and the good news is the Browns are going to have a lot of picks, and they're going to have a ton of money under the cap. So they're going to be able to make competitive offers and even slightly overpay if they're so inclined for certain people that they feel they very much want and desire to have on their team. So that's something to keep in mind there as well. But I think that it's going to be – I think you're going to see a lot of money and picks thrown at the offensive side of the football next year, and it will, I think, have the potential for a quicker turnaround than you might otherwise expect.
Tom in Canfield with us now. Hey, Tom.
Gentlemen, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Same here. Good talking to you.
Hey, I just would like to throw a couple stats at you, Nate. How about this? We have a running back on our squad that averaged a yard more per carry, as a better blocker and better receiver, and he's young and a sampling of 32 games. His name's Chris Obunia, and we get a first-round pick. I don't see a problem with any of this myself.
Yeah, and I think that's some of the point that's being made. I think that the Browns will be able to find a guy who can average 3.5 yards per carry. Yeah. And obviously, I think Trent Richardson will be a better fit and produce at a higher level in Indianapolis. But you're right. Chris Obunia has been serviceable in the past. Willis McGahee has certainly been very serviceable in the past. So when you look at it, is it going to make that much of a difference? I don't know. I mean, maybe there should be.
We've got a more accurate quarterback coming. We've got Josh. I look forward to scoring more points this week than we have in the first 2 weeks for sure.
Yeah, I hope that that's the case.
Right.
And the defensive matchup certainly is better as well. So I agree with you and hope that is the case. Appreciate that. Let's go to Marvin in East Cleveland now. Marvin, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Good greetings. How you doing? Listen, I want to say I like the trade because of the it's good for both teams and allows us another first round pick. Now we need to pick up us a shutdown corner. I know we need a quarterback, but let's not forget that. And talking about defense, I know that's going to help us in the long run.
I think that's a good point. I think that the team. And I think there will be opportunities in free agency to maybe bring in a corner if they'd like to do so. You could do it in the via the draft as well. I think that this team's got a lot of needs. As I look forward to 2014, I say quarterback. I say another receiver. I certainly think one more piece on the offensive line. And then on defense, I think safeties and a cornerback are key.
Four pillars of success in the NFL today. Quarterback, receiver, cornerback, somebody to rush the quarterback. The Browns have one of those four pieces, and that's the pass rushing piece. They satisfactorily addressed that. But the other three need work. And in addition to what you're saying, the O-line, I can see that being addressed. I could see more help at tight end coming into play, too, to just make sure you've got more receiving depth there, pass catching depth there that's lacking. So there are multiple places. A lot of work still to be done. That hasn't changed whatsoever. All right, we've got much more coming up. More of your calls, 216-578-0850. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Friday edition on ESPN 850 WKNR.